Well, Dwayne, 'tis the season, and 'twas the season this Saturday in Alamogordo. Talk to me about the parade.
Yes, we had our Christmas parade with the lights and everything else, and quite a few more participants, floats, entries from last year. We had 82 this year, whereas last year we had 52. So it was a good showing in the parade. And along 10th Street, if you didn't get there beforehand, you had a hard time getting a seat on the curb because it was just jam-packed with folks.
What made people want to sign up to be as part of the parade? Because it's almost double in size as far as entries, and the crowd seemed to be larger than usual.
You know, the Chamber of Commerce sponsors this, and they really didn't have an answer. It is an election year, so we did have a few candidates, and they're not too many, but I think it was just an enthusiasm for the season that people just showed up this year and decided to get in the parade. The elementary schools were in there, all of the civic clubs and businesses, and it was a really good turnout and an excellent parade.
Dwayne, talk to me about local business and how it seems to be faring this year. Have you gotten any kind of feedback as to people wanting to shop locally from the vendors, from businesses?
From the indication we're getting from the local retailers and shop local or shop on Saturday after Black Friday, it seemed like folks are coming out and shopping within their community rather than going to the big box stores. They just like to come downtown and talk to the local retailer. A lot of them are talking about how people appreciate the hands-on help that they get. So it seems like things are picking up a little bit this year.
Okay, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.